Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. It's Friday, and Kim wants to give you some things to think about over the weekend. Before we do that, though, I want to plug a service that I think is doing a good job. You probably know that 40% of the food produced in this country is wasted now. And that was before the coronavirus. Now the percentage is much higher. But there are a couple of entrepreneurs here in the Valley that are trying to do something about that. They deliver fresh produce to your door free as long as you live in the Coachella Valley. They have a website, cvharvestbox.com. That's CV for Coachella Valley, harvestbox.com. And with that, I'll turn it over to Kim. One day before the prime rib special, huh?
Prime rib, Saturday night. Good afternoon, everybody. Okay, as we move along. I've got a lot of emails here last couple days, let me tell you. Whoa. So I think my first 2 hours I got 70, something like that, 70. But I'm going to read some because some interesting ideas. But first let me go through stuff because people have gotten back to me. One is about some citations about drinking water again. The three biggies I got was drinking water, and they got a violation, and then the pickleball incident. So, which the people ask me about these because I'm assuming they're all on the social media campaign. I don't participate in that stuff. Drinking water citations. Okay, I've only had three. I can't give you names. I can tell you they all involve more than just taking a drink of water. One person's been suspended for 6 months from all common area facilities and fined $500. That didn't happen because somebody took a drink of water. This happened because of bringing in outside people, lying about it, telling us they're residents, bringing in spectators. This was a fiasco. And so, but fortunately, we have videos and we have records of everybody's guest that comes in if you want to play hardball. So that person's out of commission for a while. The other person, there's another person who will be going before board for a hearing because this person said he's taking a drink of water, but on two different violations, he claimed he was not even a resident. And he took off after out of the complex. Security doesn't follow anybody out of the complex. But then another security person saw him on another day. Once again, he said he wasn't a resident, but we were able to track down through video and exit gates. He's accusing security of being racist because they're following him around. And those kind of accusations, I treat those very tough. You don't call somebody a racist unless you can prove it. You better bring me some evidence. But to do that arbitrarily in order to try to make a case is, that's a violation of rules. So those were the two big drinking ones. Now, the pickleball incident, I was written about as to what goes on. And the facts about the incident as far as the actual citation, there were three men done playing pickleball. They were sitting outside the area at a table together for over 10 minutes. I witnessed it. It's true. I then told security to write up the three tickets. So all three citations were filed. Now, as far as the rest of the story, when people put stories on a social media where there's no accountability, I don't participate in that forum. So do I think the story's accurate? No. Do I think the facts are correct? No, I don't. But the way you do this, if you're a responsible person, if I acted inappropriately in any shape or form, you file a written formal complaint. I'm not going to get by. I'm not above it all. So somebody will investigate it. It won't be me. And if it's determined I acted inappropriately, the Covenants Committee will hit me with a fine like anybody else. But without that formal forum, I don't respond. I've given you what I think. People can say whatever they like on social media, and they don't have to be responsible about how they do it. Now, the part that was funny, though, of all the people that have asked me, I'm going to say 80% didn't ask me about my behavior. They simply asked that in one part of the story, the person said I was wearing pajamas. So everybody was asking me. This became the humorous part of the whole thing. Not my behavior, but was I wearing pajamas? And everybody wants to know if I'm wearing pajamas. Now, maybe this is more information I'm supposed to give them. My lovely bride will think I'm crazy. I said, but I'm going to let your imaginations run wild. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't own a pair of pajamas, period. So now, by the way, Mighty Gus, who's recording, is laughing right now. He can't even take what I'm saying at this moment. So probably too much information. Anyway, I don't own pajamas. I'll let you think about that for a second, about the accuracy of this man's story. As far as the rest on social media, believe what you want. I don't participate in that garbage. Now, let's get to podcast versus messages. I've been asked to please write up all the podcast in writing to deliver. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, I'm going to ask for your sympathy, your empathy, your understanding. I'm spending some time doing this. And one of the reasons for the podcast is I think I can take a little more time to explain what's going on in detail, which saves me some writing time. And as it's happening, we're getting over 1,000 people downloading these things. So I'm getting to a lot of people and minimizing my time. So the answer is sometimes I write them up, sometimes I don't. I'm not going to guarantee you either way. I'm not guaranteeing how many podcasts I do or how many messages I do. So when you open something, you know, take a listen. If you don't want to, I understand. But, I can't do it all the time. I only got so much. Now, some people did ask about what the county said about the lady who used to live here who died, who went to Minnesota. It was interesting. Keep this in mind. When somebody comes in contact with the virus, you know what they do, the whole self-quarantine for 14 days. Everybody's got to quarantine for 14 days. Well, it appears the county did not become real interested because the person left here April 6th and died May 7th. So the 14-day quarantine period, as far as residents here, has long passed. Namely, if anybody had been in contact with this person and had contracted the virus and had symptoms, it would have happened a long time ago, 3 weeks ago. So the county pretty much just moved on. So it appears everything's fine here in the complex. Frontier, it's internet-only plan, $12 a month. It's $12, and it does include the wireless router. You get your own TV stuff. We're still we're discussing with them the contract. It's going back and forth because these things take time. Their attorneys are on the East Coast. We're out here, that kind of thing. The projected install at this point is August. Because of the COVID-19 situation and because of all of the delays in installs on how to do them and should they be in a home, they're projecting now August, which is fine for us. I mean, we're just going along, right? Eventually it'll happen and we'll do it. All right, mask violations. Letters have gone out. For all you nice people who did get a mask violation, and it was your only violation, and there was no other attached violation, you're going to get a letter on a plea bargain that basically says if you want to pay $25, then the other $175 will be suspended and dismissed. So 121 letters went out. So this is pretty good. Now keep this in mind, a bird in hand, you are still welcome to go before the Covenants Committee. But if you do go before that Covenants Committee, please understand that violation can be anywhere from zero to $200. So keep in mind about that kind of stuff. Now let's talk about pool. We are opening up 4 lanes of that indoor pool, and it's starting tomorrow. It was going to start Monday, but they've got everything set up ready to go. So if over the weekend you do want to swim, there are spots available. Now, the interesting part is this. The outdoor pools fill up first and fast. The indoor pool does not. We still have lots of space available in the indoor pool every day next week. So it turns out a lot of people are very much concerned about swimming in that pool with another person. even if you're 6 feet apart. So that outdoor pool is filling up for that reason. Now, it brings up one of the questions that's been raised, and that is, can we divide the outdoor pool into four quadrants? So people, we could have four different people out there, and they could be technically floating around socializing, but have their own quadrant. The answer for that at the moment is no. And it's clear because many people want to be in that pool by themselves. So this is a compromise. People who want to, you know, want to swim in the indoor pool, we can put four people in there. But the outdoor pool for the moment, the outdoor pools are going to stay one person only or occupants of the same house. Occupants of the same house can be in the pool at the same time. It kind of reminds me of how we're going with the, what are we going to do about easing restrictions? So let me read some of this to you. It's very interesting, but I'm going to read some just for fun. Now, by the way, when I first got these emails, it was 30-1 in favor of staying as we are, not opening it up, not loosening, not having any change in restrictions. 30-1. I think I got 60 or 70 emails, and I only had two people say ease the restrictions. Now, fortunately, some more people responded, and now it's running right around 8-1. But it is running 8-1 to stay as we are, just to let you know where we are when the board gets there. But some interesting ideas came up. One, let me read. I think you should continue to keep the COVID restrictions you have in place. I also think security should give a warning for first-time offenders. So we go all over the board here. I'm going to read these two. We're going to go from stay in place to don't fine, stay in place, warnings, stay in place, fine them. We get it all. So this is kind of fun. I've gotten a couple hundred emails so far. This person writes to say, if an individual wishes to defy said requirements, they can make their own decision about wanting to follow the requirements. I would eliminate the citations we may have in place for residents who defy the requirements. So this person wants to keep the restrictions, but no citations. Okay, this person writes to say, we must maintain all the restrictions in the common area, but it's okay in a home. So this person wants to be able to invite neighbors over to the home, but we have to maintain everything on restrictive policy for the common area. See? So see, you all can see, here's all the different combinations we get. Now this was interesting. This one I liked. This person wants this stuff relaxed. Says, since the beginning of COVID-19, we have allowed gardeners, cleaning ladies, pool companies, and service at our homes. Are they immune from COVID-19? Why are they here? And his point being, which is legitimate, all these people come in, but we still don't, nobody contracted COVID-19. What she claims is we're probably just lucky. Well, when we go to implement some of these policies, understand that the state says gardeners, cleaning ladies, pool companies, and service to our homes is essential business and allowed by law. That is outside our purview. Now, this person also says he's in favor of having guests at my house because it's his constitutional right. Well, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but I don't know if that's true or not. But you know what would be great in one way? Is if somebody would challenge this in court and have a judge tell us what we can or can't do. You know, we're not the Supreme Court here. We are just a bunch of volunteers trying to figure out what's best for everybody and keep everybody safe. But if some official wants to tell me what to do, I'm listening.
Elon Musk did it.
Yeah, see, there you go. Now, and he brings up the fact Wisconsin Supreme Court yesterday, I think, rejected the extension of stay-at-home orders. Okay? I'm not the court. I'm not going to be the court. I don't want to pretend to be a court. I don't want to be the guy, and the board doesn't want to be the body to say, oh, we're the almighty policy people, and we know best. I don't know that we know best. We're trying to follow what the experts tell us. That's the point. This person says social distancing is helping to control the virus. We need to stay as we are. That's clear. We don't want an uptick in cases. And let's keep going here. At this point, if our community has no cases and no outside guests are allowed inside, what's the harm in trusting us as adults and gathering in each other's homes? Now, this was an interesting one. This person is basically saying, don't allow outside people in, but let us meet within our homes. Because if everybody here is okay and we stay isolated, we should still be able to be here okay. Now, that's an interesting idea. So family, friends from outside can't come in, but you could visit with neighbors who live here. Now, that's kind of an interesting idea. Kind of a compromise situation. This person says, stay the course. Do not change a thing. This is the one place where my wife and I feel safe, knowing there's rules and regulation in place for the benefit of everyone. We don't have that much longer to go. So that was kind of nice. This person's opinion, we need to ease up on the security enforcement. It's been 8 weeks. Person says, I'm going crazy. I think we all are. That's okay. Now, this person's idea is to say that we limit gatherings. So we could have gatherings in our home, but we put out information that says you can't have more than 9 people. It has to be 9 people or less. Kind of reverts back to the original order. And then finally, lift the gathering restrictions and get rid of these fines. Well, this person goes on to say, you know, this perception with fines is just horrific. And they don't want anything to do with the fines. Now, fines in and of themselves, let me comment on fines. Fines and the philosophy of fines is an election issue. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how you decide who to vote for. There's lots of ways to deal with fines. Some people want fines. Some people don't want any fines. Some people want higher fines. Some people want warnings. Some people want lower fines. This is a question you ask people when you go to vote for them. What do you want to do? And that way you have an understanding. And if you don't like that philosophy, you would vote for somebody else. I'm a person who believes in what works. I can tell you this. When the fines were $50, they were twice as many fines per month in this complex than when the fines were raised. It's clear that the price tag changed behavior. That's the whole point of a fine, is to change behavior. So if people are going through stop signs at $500 a month at $50, and you raise it to $200, now drops to $250, well, it's having an impact. Now, I will tell you this in case, because people have brought this up and have said it's not true. I will tell you, it is a fact. Sun City Palm Desert, their fine was $50 for going through a stop sign until somebody went through one and killed somebody. That raised their fines up. It's that simple. Sometimes making people aware financially might keep somebody alive. You never know. All I can tell you is somebody was killed, and I can also tell you they then raised the fine. Now, on Monday, we are going to be talking about all these different ways we can pull this off and what should happen. I will tell you at the moment, it's about 8-1. People want to stay the course and keep it as is. I found some very interesting compromise positions. I will tell you, for me personally, the difficulty I'm having is sleeping. So the question is, if somebody dies, how do I feel? That was hard for me. So come Monday, we'll give you an answer. In the meantime, over the weekend, have a great weekend. Look forward to seeing you soon. Bye-bye.
And on behalf of the vast majority of the residents here, we'd like to thank you and the board for all the time you're putting in on this. So enjoy your prime rib dinner. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you.